Hey, everybody, listen up. I got mega huge news. Meat Eater Live is heading back out on the road. That's right. Join me and the crew. Clay Newcomb, Cal, Yanni, Spencer's going to be there. Phil the Engineer is going to be there. Meat Eater Live, headed back out. Now, when you get every ticket, okay, every ticket you buy, you get a signed copy of our new Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook. This tour is celebrating the release of the book. Buy a ticket, get a signed copy, Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, wild game recipes for the grill, smoker, camp stove, and campfire, which I'll point out is a $38 value. Here's where we're going to go. April 23rd, the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona. April 24th, the Balboa Theater in San Diego. April 25th, the Grove in Anaheim, California. April 27th, the Crest Theater in Sacramento. April 29, the Union in Salt Lake City. April 30, the Egyptian in Boise. May 1, the Wilma Theater in Missoula. May 2, the Bing Crosby Theater in Spokane, Washington. May 4, Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon. And May 5, the last day of the tour, Pantages Theater in Tacoma, Washington. For tickets and more information, visit the events page at TheMeatEater.com. Hope to see you at the show.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Brody Henderson, Chester Floyd, Hayden Samick, Seth Morris, Randall Williams, Tressa Croker, and Morgan Jacobson. Now, Morgan is a special guest that's here from the Montana FWP. Last year, they reached out to us and said they were holding a trivia contest of their own and asked if the winner could compete against our crew. Well, Morgan was the victor, and here he sits today. Morgan, welcome to the show. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Hey, Spencer. I work for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks here in Bozeman. I do public communications and education, so our hunter education program is something that I help with and really just help out around the office in a lot of other ways.
And how'd that game of trivia go? I was told that it was a nail-biter of a competition.
Well, that's a funny question because I'm pretty sure I was the only one dumb enough not to lose on purpose. And here I am.
Really? You think folks didn't want to be here?
You know, I think it was all multiple choice. And I just gave it my best. Everyone else just didn't want the attention, I think.
Okay.
A little bit of tanking.
Spencer, are we going to have questions that are nothing but hunting regulation questions?
No, not this time. Well, he's not law enforcement or anything like that. But I actually have some questions in front of me that were asked in that game. I think we're going to test our crew to see if they get any right. Now, the document that I have, Morgan, everything was not multiple choice. So maybe these are familiar. Maybe these didn't end up making the trivia game, but here they are. This was question three. There are five states east of the Mississippi River that have over 1 million acres under conservation easements. Name one of them.
Florida.
That's correct. That's one. Five states east of the Mississippi River. You're not even going to guess?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is not one.
Maine?
That's another one. Hayden's two for two over here.
Wow. Keep going.
He's on a heater. You got three. New York is, well done, crew. We got two left.
Michigan?
No. The other two are Georgia and Virginia. Did you get that one right?
I think so. I think I guessed Florida.
Okay. And this was question seven. Name the two birds and one mammal that have been removed from the endangered species list and are native to Montana.
Bald eagle.
Bald eagle is one.
Golden eagle.
No.
Looking
for another bird and another mammal. Was this question in the game, Morgan?
Bison.
No.
This one, I don't
Grizzly
remember.
Bear.
No.
Lynx.
No.
Black-footed ferret.
No. I'll tell them to you. The other one is
Swift Fox.
A peregrine falcon and gray wolf.
Oh, that wolf one, man.
Already, man.
Come on, it's like back and forth.
Brody,
every
I didn't
year.
Come up with these questions. This is from the FWP, and it's what they have on their website. You're going to have to take it up with Morgan here.
Don't give Brody any good tags this year.
Now, Morgan, based on our crew's performance, I think you'll do okay today. Good luck. There's a lot of pressure on you. You're carrying the weight of an entire state's game department on your shoulders.
That is not lost on me, trust me.
And each week here on Trivia, we reveal a new stat. Now, in a previous game, Steve suggested that the more players in the room, the higher the winning score. That's a logical hypothesis, but the data doesn't agree. For games where we have six players, the average winning score is 7. For games where we have 7 players, the average is 7.3. For games with 8 players, the average is 7.3. And for games with 9 players, the average is, amazingly, 7.3. That wow. means there is only a 0.3 difference in winning scores between games with 6 players versus 9 players, and that games with 7, 8, or 9 competitors have the exact same average. What do you think of that, Randall? Does that check out?
Fascinating.
Okay.
It is a fascinating stat. That means nothing.
And here's our 0%er question of the week, which tests how much information players have retained from previous games. This question was from episode 347. The topic was wildlife, and nobody got it right. Name one of the 4 states with the black bear as their official state mammal. Go ahead. Throw out some guesses. What do you got?
Wait, say that question again?
Read it again.
Name one of the 4 states with the black bear as their official state mammal.
New Mexico?
Colorado?
No to both of those. Excuse me, New Mexico is one of them. That's one of 4. Give me more guesses.
I think it's got to be in the eastern state.
Tennessee.
Arkansas.
North Carolina.
No.
South Carolina.
No. Maine.
New York.
Georgia. No.
Florida.
No, here are Maine. The other ones that you're missing. Alabama, Louisiana, and West Virginia. Mm. Oh. The incorrect answers given were Maine, Kentucky, Wyoming, North Carolina, Vermont, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. So you guys covered the map, but nobody got it right.
Oh, I got it right. I said New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Now we have some housekeeping to get to. In a previous game of trivia, we had a question about Dolbear's Law, which is when you use cricket chirps to measure air temperature. Listener Bob Davis wrote in to say that he proudly got this question right thanks to his grandfather. Here's why. His granddad kept a daily journal, which Bob read after he passed away. This is his grandpa's memorable entry from September 11th, 2001. 4 passenger aircrafts hijacked, 2 hit towers in New York City, 1 hit Pentagon, 1 crashed in Pennsylvania. I was in Dr. Denlinger's office with a scope up my butt when it happened. Also, you can learn temp by crickets. Count the number of chirps in 15 seconds, add 37, and you have temp in Fahrenheit. What do you think of that?
That is quite a distillation of that day, man.
That's good note-keeping.
A strange conglomeration.
Yeah.
Unrelated. Wow.
That
someone better make a book out of his journal someday.
That reads like a shock response. Like, you know when somebody's, like, so shocked by something awful that they, like, kind of just deflect to something totally oblique and unrelated and, like, strange?
It's a good amount of information for September 11th, 2001. So good on Bob's granddad for passing down that bit of wisdom, and good on Bob for retaining it. Now, the Shelby Index for today's game of trivia is a 4.5. So our winner should get 9 correct answers. Ooh. And with that, we're on to the game. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
Question 1, the topic is foraging, and as always, this will be multiple choice. Which of these fruits is not native to the United States? Is it mangoes, choke cherries, plums, or blueberries? Which of these fruits is not native to the United States? Mangoes, choke cherries, plums, or blueberries? Morgan with the quickest answer in the room. Randall, do you think you know this one?
I don't know much about fruits or vegetables or anything like that.
Mangoes, choke cherries, plums, or blueberries. He's more of a hot dog guy.
Indeed.
Which of those is not native to the United States? Does everybody have an answer?
I hate it when I feel like I'm being set up with these multiple multiple choice things.
Hayden changing something. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying mangoes. Hayden saying plums. Brody saying mangoes. Tressa saying choke cherries. Seth and Randall and Chester all saying mangoes. They got it. The correct answer is mangoes. The Chokecherry native range extends from the Great Plains to the East Coast. The Plum native range extends from the Rocky Mountains to the East Coast. And the Blueberry native range is nearly the entire continent of North America. Mangoes are native to India, although they are commercially grown in states like Florida and Hawaii.
You know who liked eating plums out here in Montana back in the day?
Mountain men.
Yeah. Loved them.
American plums are very satisfying. If you're like scouting for deer in August, you come across those bushes. Big fan.
You're never trying to trick us.
You thought I was.
I've done it five
mango
times.
Mango cilantro rice the other day. So good.
Good on you, Chester. Question two. The topic biology. This next great question comes to us via Weston Basso. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What is the name for the partially digested food that deer regurgitate for further chewing? Quick answers from the entire room. This may be one of those 7%ers that everybody gets right. Again, the question is the name for the partially digested food that deer regurgitate for further chewing? Tress, are you going to get this one?
No. Okay. It's okay. I'll be the 1% that's not.
Everyone else looks confident, though. Tressa, do you think you'll come up with an answer?
No.
Okay. Everybody else is ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan, Hayden, and Brody saying cud, Seth saying cud, Randall saying rumen, Chester saying cud, Tressa without an answer. The correct answer is cud, Randall.
I overthought it.
You did. This process is called rumination, and it's practiced by fellow ruminants like cattle, sheep, giraffes, gazelles, and antelope. Some sources say the reason for this adaptation is to allow ruminants to spend less time leisure eating. Instead, they can quickly swallow their food and then bed in a safe location to digest while they watch for predators.
It's a real good time to stalk a mule deer.
To do what to
when they're laying there chewing on their cud.
It's funny how he said your answer, Randall, three times when describing the real answer.
I've
sorry,
never
buddy.
Heard
trick
that
question, Randall.
I don't know. Maybe it's an alternative. Is it an acceptable alternative?
Well, I think a rumen is like their stomach.
Yeah, that's
their ruminants, but it's not the food.
I wasn't sure if the rumen counted as the contents of the rumen.
Maybe I'll do some Googling while we're playing here. I like
what's it called when a cottontail eats its poop?
They're coprophagia.
Did we have that
as a trivia question before. So, yeah. We had Giannis vehemently trying to argue that it was your own poop, and any answer that didn't say your in front of it would be incorrect. Boy, I didn't side with him. Question three. The topic is public lands. What state is home to public lands like Capitol Reef National Park and Dixie National Forest? What state is home to public lands like Capitol Reef National Park and Dixie National Forest? A few quick answers in the room. Some non-answers. Chester has not come up with anything quite yet. Seth, are you going to get this one?
Nah, I don't think so, Spencer.
Again, what state is home to Capitol Reef National Park and Dixie National Forest? Hayden also slow to an answer. Hayden, you're gonna get this one.
The mango thing's still bugging me.
Okay.
No, I'm not gonna get this answer also.
Brody looks perplexed. Brody, you trying to trick us or do you know this?
Just thinking.
Okay.
Let me know when I gotta write something down.
Topic is public lands. What state is home to public lands like Capitol Reef National Park and Dixie National Forest?
Brody, are we at the point you'd start harassing me for taking too long?
Has everyone got an answer?
No, I'm changing mine.
Okay. Chester, how do you feel about your answer?
Not great.
Okay. How about you, Randall? Randall, you were one of the quicker answers in the room.
I feel pretty good about it.
Poor Brody.
All right, I give up.
Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying Utah, Hayden saying Florida, Brody saying Alabama, Tressa saying Florida, Seth saying South Carolina, Randall saying Utah, Chester saying Kentucky. We have a correct answer in the room. It's Utah.
Oh, the Dixie thing just,
yeah.
I let it get in the way.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I did.
Capitol Reef National Park is named after the sandstone cliffs and dome formations. The Capitol part comes from the white domes that are reminiscent of Capitol buildings, and the reef part comes from the rocky barrier that impedes travel, just like an ocean's reef. Now, that was a bone for our guest, Randall, who used to work for the Utah Game Department.
Randall?
I'm sorry, not for Randall, for Morgan.
Yeah, it was a bone for me, too.
Why is that?
Because I got it right. Oh, okay.
Now, Morgan, some of our competitors were asking who was coming from FWP to play today, and I did not tell them because I worried that Hayden would get on your LinkedIn page, find that you used to work for Utah, and then slowly research things about Utah and Montana.
He's got
and then
the
show
jacket
up
on
with an advantage. Oh, wow.
Here
oh,
I show up wow with a clue on my jacket here.
Okay. So that was your bone, Morgan.
Did you get it right?
Oh, that yeah one's upsetting.
Nice. I did. Is our I guest see why winning you picked that. What yeah Dixie National
it's
Forest.
It's tricksy. Capitol Reef makes you yeah think it's going to be an ocean. And then the Dixie makes you think it's going to be in the South.
Yeah, I went for Ocean State in the South.
Yep.
Right there in Utah.
Made a lot of sense to me.
Morgan's pitching a perfect game.
Question four. The topic is fishing. Name two of the four species that the USGS refers to as, quote, Asian carp. Name two of the four species that the USGS refers to as Asian carp. Brody with a very confident answer.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good about this.
Hayden, one. Seth, look at as well. Mm. Rest of the room, mm, not so much.
No, I'm part of the not so much.
Okay.
I'm going to be two kicking myself here.
Name
I can't
two of the four species that the USGS
think about
refers
it, Chester,
to
you get it
as Asian carp.
Man.
Brody's pulling for you, Chester.
Oh, no.
Brody, if you had to, could you name all four?
I could name three, I think.
Okay.
Actually.
You could pass one of them to me.
The US, actually, yeah, I think I could.
Okay. Chester, do you think you have one?
I mean, if it's four species, mm-hmm, yes, I think I have one.
Mm-hmm. Seth, do you think you have one of them? Need you to name two.
Oh, my gosh. Trying to think of the name for the one that I...
That. Don't help out the room here, Chester. It's a competitive game.
Yeah, but that wasn't a clue.
Okay. Morgan, how you doing over here?
Not
I'm
so
questioning
good
one of my answers.
This is where I lose my winning streak here.
Okay. Fishing, would that be the one of the holes in your game?
I would say fishing and probably woodsmanship, yeah.
Okay. Brody, how we doing over there? I think everyone else is ready.
I'm going to leave it.
Is everybody
if
ready?
If I get it wrong because I didn't change it, then it's
go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying common carp, Hayden saying, now what, grass carp and mirror carp. He crossed out koi. Brody saying silver and big eye. Tressa without an answer. Seth saying common and grass. Randall saying grass and koi. Chester saying buffalo and grass. The four species of Asian carp are silver, big head, black, and grass. I don't know if anybody got it right.
He was close. He said big eye.
People flirted with the right answer.
Silver.
Nobody quite got there. Most Asian carp species were introduced to the United States in the 1970s. They were brought here to control algae and weed growth in controlled environments like sewage ponds and aqua farms, but escaped not long after. They're one of the greatest threats to native fish, with Vice News declaring them, quote, America's most hated fish.
Dude, you can't be on your phone, like, checking stuff.
I'm not. I'm just Googling.
No, I'm talking to...
What are we looking up over here?
I was looking up mirror carp to see where
I'm
they were from.
Look up
Rumen. A mirror carp, I believe, is a deformed common carp, and common carp are from Europe, as the USGS would define them.
I was looking at another name for buffalo, but it's not.
Buffalo would be like saying bass, Chester. That'd be
buffalo
just a
carp.
Mirror carp are from Central Asia, according to Wikipedia.
Hey, we're going by what the USGS, most federal department.
That's a well-crafted question there.
Asian carp. Thank you, Randall. Question five. The topic is wildlife. This is our listener question of the week, which was won by Caroline Perchner for sending this great question. Caroline is going to get a book signed by Steve. This series about North American wildlife was hosted by Marty Stauffer and made its first PBS appearance in 1982. Again, the topic is wildlife. This series about North American wildlife was hosted by Marty Stauffer and made its first PBS appearance in 1982. Who in here was alive in 1982? Just Brody, I think.
Jesus, no, that can't be true.
I wonder why he wins all the time. Ten more years of knowledge.
82.
And are you going to get this one right, Brody?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You were a sophomore in high school then?
Oh, I was already graduated. No. That's just 10 years old.
Again, this is our listener question of the week. This series about North American wildlife was hosted by Marty Stauffer and made its first PBS appearance in 1982. Randall with a quick answer. Randall, are you going to get this one?
I narrowed it down to a couple of possibilities.
Okay. Rest of the room looks stumped.
I think Brody, I may have it.
Okay. Brody and Randall might have a chance. Morgan, how are you going to do on this one?
It's a wild guess.
Okay. Seth, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying Mutual of Omaha. Hayden saying Wild Planet. Brody saying Wild America. Tressa saying This American Life. Seth saying Wild America. Randall saying Wild America. Chester saying Wild America. The correct answer is Wild America. The room did pretty well.
Are we boring you, Hayden?
What are we doing on your phone now, Hayden?
Oh, I'm getting an important work email, and it's hilarious, but I'll have to share it with you afterwards.
Okay. Wild America is considered to be one of PBS's most successful shows of all time. It was about North America's wild places and wild animals. Its style of nature documentary inspired many others like it, which actually caused Marty Stauffer to sue National Geographic in 2018. A judge dismissed that trademark claim 2 years later, siding with Nat Geo. Phil, we are halfway through our game of trivia. I think we have a good game. Give us a scoreboard update.
Yeah, the last question made it interesting. We got Tressa with 0 points. Yet to make it on the board. Hayden's coming up next with 1 point. And we have a 5-way tie for first place currently with Seth, Randall, Morgan, Chester, and Brody. I'll have 3 points.
Okay. Had a good game.
Hey man, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if you've learned anything, it's that there is always a catch. So, when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, well, what's the catch? But it turns out, there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/meateater. That's mintmobile.com/meateater. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/meateater.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Get incredible deals on premium cuts from ButcherBox. Deals this good are hard to come by, even at the grocery store. It's the ultimate convenience. It's delivered right to your doorstep, meaning less trips to the grocery store because you're prepared. You got a freezer loaded with a bunch of recipe-ready cuts of meat. It makes making dinner at night so much easier. The stuff is well-packaged, easy to thaw. It just encourages good home cooking. You'll have a hard time finding this kind of savings at the grocery store, and you'll get exclusive member deals, recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and hacks, and free shipping. Today, ButcherBox is giving our listeners free ground beef for life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/meateater, and then use code meateater to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/meateater. Make sure to use code meateater. I want to tell you about an American-made success story and Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. Black Buffalo is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly, but keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, and wintergreen, all proudly made right here in the USA. Tell them, Chili.
The reason I like Black Buffalo pouches is, one, they're very discreet. And what I mean by that is I can throw one in and almost forget it's there. And I prefer the mint pouches.
So if you're 21 or older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online. They ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Question 6. The topic is hunting. Hayden's still on his phone over here.
Sorry.
Can't even get halfway through a game.
I don't mean to. I'm losing
my probably on Twitter or something.
Ducks Unlimited refers to this stretch of land from Iowa to British Columbia as, quote, America's duck factory. Again, the topic is hunting. Ducks Unlimited refers to this stretch of land from Iowa to British Columbia as, quote, America's duck factory. Quick answers from Hayden, Brody, Randall. Rest of the room looks stumped. Randall looks excited. This might pull him ahead of the pack. How you feel about this one, Morgan?
You know, ducks are another one of my weaknesses.
Okay.
You're just hitting all of them today.
Okay. Started off strong, though. Does everybody else have an answer? Seth? Tressa?
I do, but man, for some reason I'm not feeling good.
Brody, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying Central Flyway, Hayden saying Pothole Region, Brody saying Prairie Pothole Region, Tressa saying the Flyway, Seth saying Pothole Region, Randall saying Prairie Pothole Region, Chester saying Pothole Country. The correct answer is Prairie Pothole Region. I think if you said pothole region,
man.
Well, let me tell you.
I was going to say,
I don't think that's right.
I've never heard it as just pothole.
I think if you said just pothole. The prairie part is very important about that distinction.
So pothole country is a no-go.
I don't think we're going to.
Come on, give me pothole.
I think pothole is not good enough.
I knew what I was getting at.
I think we needed
it. You knew what I was getting at. I was even writing down region, and I was like, I don't know if that matters, so I wrote down country.
What does ducks on... The country part isn't the one I'm concerned about, Chester. It's that you didn't put prairie in there.
What does Ducks Unlimited call it?
They call it the PPR. Which is Prairie Pothole Region.
Three words.
Anytime they talk about it, it's almost exclusively PPR. They'll spell it out the first time, and then each time after
but
that,
but there is no
acronym.
Other pothole region. So it's like if you say pothole region, you're only speaking to one thing.
That is very true, particularly in the context of ducks.
I don't think we're going to give it to you. Phil is shaking his head too.
Is this one of those things we can call Doug Duren about?
Yeah. All right, I'll take it.
We're not getting there. We're not going to call Doug quite yet. Hayden on his phone again. Are you dialing up Doug?
No, I'm looking at the pothole region.
Okay, you let us know.
If you type it in there, it fills in prairie pothole region.
That's not how Google works.
Question 7. The topic is fishing. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to read you the factoid first about the prairie pothole region. Some say that the prairie pothole region produces more ducks than any other place in North America. It's estimated that 70% of this habitat has been lost to agriculture and development. With only 22 million acres of native grassland left, Ducks Unlimited has declared it the most important waterfowl habitat on the continent.
I would never have guessed that British Columbia would be the border. That
goes all the way over there. Some of it touches Montana. It's the places you'd expect. Yeah. Minnesota, yeah. Iowa, the Dakotas. I think Nebraska might be in there. Alberta gets all the way to BC.
It kind of follows, it seems like it kind of follows that, like, Montana, North Dakota.
Follows the prairie region.
And then once
Chester?
You get up in the, well, just if you look at the potholes, you know?
Uh-huh.
Never mind. I'm thinking out loud again. It doesn't matter.
It follows all the potholes. Right. The potholes, you know, the pothole region?
In the prairie.
Country, I think it was.
In the country.
I will point out that after a very conclusive Google search, it is indeed the prairie pothole.
Thank
region.
You, Hayden. And Hayden, Hayden had a lot on the line there. Question 7. The topic is fishing. When Berkeley introduced this line of scented baits in 2002, they were so excited that they put an exclamation point in its name.
What is it? Is that what you're asking?
Here's the question again.
That's great phrasing. I love that phrasing, Spencer.
When Berkeley introduced this line of scented baits in 2002, they were so excited that they put an exclamation point in its name. Thank you, Phil. Does that help you, Seth? You gonna come up with what I'm looking for?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I got it, buddy.
Very confident room here.
Those walleye boys know what this stuff is.
Does everybody have an answer? Tressa?
Do you guys use
no,
any of this
you
stuff?
Threw me a fly yeah. fishing question.
Sorry.
I mean, unless I got it wrong.
Right. Morgan, do you have an answer?
Does Walmart sell this product?
I'm not going to give you any hints. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan and Hayden and Brody saying, gulp, Tressa without an answer. Seth. Randall, Chester saying gulp, they got it. The correct answer is gulp. Berkeley declared gulp the most significant advancement in soft bait technology of all time. They wanted to create a soft-bodied bait that was digestible for animals and degradable in water. They also aimed to make it taste delicious to fish, claiming gulp products release a scent that's 400 times greater than traditional plastic lures. Did you boys use some of that on the Montana Walleye Tour?
I did, yes.
A little bit, yeah.
How'd that work for you?
I don't know.
We don't work with them. You can be honest. If it didn't work at all.
I love fishing with gulp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
But I don't think we caught any fish on it, really.
The one thing I don't like about them is if you leave those things on your hook and let them dry,
exactly.
You might as well just throw the whole damn bait.
You gotta store them in a dark place in their package.
You know what? You know what's great? When you're bottom bouncing. With the spinner rig, those gulp night crawlers are better because the little perch don't use a real worm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They get that shit off.
Their tearability is somewhere between like a real worm and a very fake one, but they still have a tendency to get chewed up real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Question 8. The topic is gear. We'll get a scoreboard update from Phil after this. This next great question comes to us via Daryl Taylor. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. Mauser, who is famous for their bolt-action rifles, is headquartered in what country? Mauser, I'll spell that for you, M-A-U-S-E-R, who is famous for their bolt-action rifles, is headquartered in what country? Hayden with a quick answer. Rest of the room is filing in, but they don't look as confident. Again, the topic is gear. Mauser, who is famous for their bolt-action rifles, is headquartered in what country? Brody looks stumped or torn. I can't tell. How's it going over there, Brody?
Sounds like it's going
okay.
Great.
Okay, that's your answer. Morgan, do you regret winning the trivia competition yet and being here?
I'm having a great time.
Okay, good.
But I was very nervous when I won that trivia contest right away.
Okay.
Morgan, was that the only thing that you won, or was there a prize, or?
No, just
was there a prize?
Is there something to look forward to?
This is the prize, Seth.
I know, but like, did you? I don't know.
An extra day
like
of PTO,
like a Yeti cooler or something.
No, it was nothing like that. I've wondered if there was like a side bet going on between Spencer and Greg Lemon, who works for FWP, and I told Greg if there is. Then I need a part of it. So.
Uh-huh. Now, the version I saw, there were 11 questions with a tiebreaker. Do you know how many you got right to be here?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. Do you think it went to the tiebreaker? Did it go that far?
No.
Okay. Does everyone have an answer for the question about where Mauser is headquartered? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying Italy. Hayden saying Germany. Brody saying Germany. Tressa saying Poland. Seth and Randall and Chester saying Germany. The correct answer is Germany. The room did pretty well. Mauser is famous for the M98, which is considered one of the most important guns of all time. The bolt-action design had a slower firing rate than most lever-action guns, but it could handle faster bullets and provide more accuracy. This successful design made it one of the most copied guns in the world. Phil, we have two questions left. Give us a scoreboard update.
Yeah, sure thing. Hayden and Tressa are no longer in the running for the win. However, we have Morgan with 4 points, Seth and Chester with 5, and Brody and Randall are tied up in first place with 6 points apiece.
Okay. I was expecting a little better. I thought we'd have a few folks in that 9 range today, but we're not going to hit the Shelby Index. Question 9. The topic is cooking. According to the USDA, this state grows the most lettuce, onions, and bell peppers in America. According to the USDA, this state grows the most lettuce, the most onions, and the most bell peppers in America. Hayden with the quickest answer. Excuse me. Randall with the quickest answer.
I haven't even started right.
Randall, you going to get this one?
Told you I don't know nothing about fruits or vegetables. So.
Again, according to the USDA, this state grows the most lettuce, onions, and bell peppers in America. A stumped room. Chester hasn't even picked up his board.
I'm going to pick it up right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to write down an answer.
Brody, you have it narrowed down, you think?
I've got my answer, but, okay. You know, I'm a little unhappy with this question.
Okay. What don't you like about it?
Well,
that you don't know it, or there, you think there's like a flaw?
It seems like it'd be one on a podcast that vegetarians listen to.
Like Randall over here, the hot dog point. Guy.
Good point.
Again, this state grows the most lettuce, onions, and bell peppers in America. Does everybody have an answer? Chester?
Yes.
Tressa, go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying Iowa, Hayden saying California, Brody and Tressa and Seth and Randall and Chester all saying California. They got it. The correct answer is California. California is also the nation's top producer of almonds, grapes, and strawberries. The state produces 42% of America's vegetables, with 4 of the top 5 produce-growing counties located there. It's estimated that about 1.2 million acres of California are solely dedicated to growing vegetables. Phil, how does that change the leaderboard?
So Morgan's no longer in the running, but we've got Seth and Chester with 6 and Randall and Brody with 7.
Coming down to the final question, question 10. The topic is hunting. This next great question comes to us via John Ray. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. In 2010, Missouri became one of the only states in America to allow the use of this very primitive weapon for deer hunting. In 2010, Missouri became one of the only states in America to allow the use of this very primitive weapon for deer hunting. If Randall and Brody both get it right, we will go to a tiebreaker. If they both get it wrong and we have Seth or Chester get it right, we'll go to a four-way tiebreaker potentially. Brody, do you have this one?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure I got
okay,
it.
You guys are slamming the door on Chester and Seth. You're not going to let them in the
tiebreaker. Boy, I hope so.
Okay.
I think it's like if I'm almost positive I have it. There's one other thing creeping in my mind that okay. It might be, but...
Is everybody ready? Tressa? Ready. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan and Hayden and Brody saying addle-addle. Tressa saying flintlock.
Addle-addle.
With a lot of cotton... Randall saying addle-addle.
Chester
saying
sounds.
Very
spear.
Phonetic. Yeah.
The correct answer is addle-addle. Brody and Randall both get it right. They have 8 correct answers. And with that, we are going to a tiebreaker. Play the drop, Phil.
Tiebreaker.
Is this the first
you ain't
new?
First, you're last.
I think just cut it at if you ain't first, you're last. And then like go into other stuff that's funny. I never liked it.
Hey, Phil, f*** off, man.
Now, Alabama and Nebraska also allow the use of atlatls for deer. Some states like Texas and Nevada allow them to be used for non-game species like coyotes and feral hogs. And in 2015, one Missouri hunter made national news when he killed a 15-point whitetail that scored 169 inches with an atlatl.
Wow.
For the tie-breaking round, the topic is public lands. What year did Mount St. Helens erupt? Brody with a quick answer, almost as though he knows it. Here's the question again. What year did Mount St. Helens erupt? The rest of the room can play along if they like, but the only answers that matter are Randall and Brody. Brody, how close do you think you are to the right answer?
I think I...
Thinks he hit it.
I'm within 2 years. Okay. I'm like waffling on two different years.
Right? Randall, how close do you think you are to the right answer?
I think I have it, but I'd also just like to point out that this is one of those questions that very obviously privileges those who were born decades earlier than the rest of the
world. No, it's like a clear piece of like American history, I feel like.
Yeah, but you probably got home from work and picked up the newspaper. Some of us were in diapers.
Yeah. You might have a point.
Here's the question again. The topic is public lands. What year did Mount St. Helens
Brody heard it on the family radio.
No, but I was watching Nature Doc with my kids the other night, and they talked about it on there.
Uh-oh, do you think they said the year?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm sure they probably did.
Brody stormed in with all the confidence, and now he's not so sure.
I'm going to leave it. It's sticking in my head, so I'm going to leave it.
Randall, are you ready?
Yes.
Brody, are you ready?
Yep.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Morgan saying 1980, Hayden saying 1982, Tressa saying 1982, Seth saying 1982, Chester saying 1980. The two competitors left, Randall saying 1989, Brody saying 1981. I'll tell you this, someone in the room has it dead nuts. The correct answer is 1980, making Brody our winner. He was 1 year off. We also had multiple people who hit it right on the nose. Morgan and Chester. Sorry you didn't make it to the tiebreaker.
Dude,
though.
I was right there on this one. I don't feel bad at all.
Those of you who got it right on the nose, did you know it or it was just a good guess? Chester.
Oh, that's you,
Chester. That was you, Chester.
That was a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Morgan, did you know that one?
I think so. Yep, I think I've heard it.
And Brody, if you had to go 1 year the other direction, do you think you'd have went to like 82 or 80?
No, I'd have gone 80.
Now, as the one who was alive when that happened, what do you remember about the Mount St. Helens eruption?
I mean, nothing specific. Okay. I remember it like, and this may be something I've seen a million times since then, but that video of the side of the mountain blowing apart, it's crazy. Now, there's elk and beavers and all kinds of shit running around on that mountain now.
Sure. What happens next is Brody gets to choose where the $500 donation from Meat Eater goes. So, Brody, what's it going to be?
I've done these guys before, but I'm going to do them again because there's a lot of deer and antelope dying in western Wyoming right now and in other places, but I'm going to donate it to the Mule Deer Foundation.
What do you think they are going to do about all that loss?
Well, they do a lot of habitat work, so hopefully that'll pan out in the long run.
Good choice, Brody. Morgan, thank you for joining us. When you guys have the competition again this year, do you think you're going to try as hard or just throw the game on purpose?
You know, I had a lot of fun, so I'm going to try even harder.
Okay, I like that. Good answer. Join us next time for more Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
Hey everybody, listen up. I got mega huge news. Meat Eater Live is heading back out on the road. That's right, join me and the crew. Clay Newcomb, Cal, Yanni, Spencer's going to be there. Phil the Engineer is going to be there. Meat Eater Live, headed back out. Now, when you get every ticket, okay, Every ticket you buy, you get a signed copy of our new Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook. This tour is celebrating the release of the book. Buy a ticket, get a signed copy, Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, wild game recipes for the grill, smoker, camp stove, and campfire, which I'll point out is a $38 value. Here's where we're going to go. April 23rd, the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona. April 24th, the Balboa Theater in San Diego. April 25th, the Grove in Anaheim, California. April 27th, the Crest Theater in Sacramento. April 29th, the Union in Salt Lake City. April 30th, the Egyptian in Boise. May 1st, the Wilma Theater in Missoula. May 2nd, the Bing Crosby Theater in Spokane, Washington. May 4th, Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon. And May 5th, the last day of the tour, Pantages Theater in Tacoma, Washington. For tickets and more information, visit the events page at themeateater.com. Hope to see you at the show.